part of the day before supper.
Uh-huh. Before you eat supper.
Call it lunch.
Before you eat supper at 6 o'clock. What part of the day?
Oh, dinner.
All right. What do you call a part of the day after you stop saying good morning?
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. What do you say when you leave people?
Goodbye, or good night, or so long.
Have you ever used the term good day?
Yeah, good day.
What does the term good day mean? Is that
just a word for you to say good day, hope you have a good day.
Okay. All right. What's the part of the day after supper? Like what we're having tonight?
Well, to the late in the afternoon.
Is this morning, evening?
Evening.
All right. What would you say when you're saying goodbye when you're leaving somebody's house at night?
Good night. Okay. So long. All right. I'll see you.
If a man has to be up like you do and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he says he has to start to arrive at what?
You ought to get up about 4 o'clock.
And what do you call that?
In the morning.
Well, yeah, because sun hadn't come up then, has it?
That's right.
Have you ever used the term sun up?
Yeah, I go to work before sun up.
Yeah, when you rode that train to Lafayette, you had to get up at sun up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What time did the sun rise this morning? You said the sun...
Sunrise, different time, called the different time of sign of the year.
Okay. If he worked till the sun went out of sight, you'll say he worked until what?
From 6 to 6.
And what do we call that when the sun goes over behind the hill?
In the evening.
What do we call that?
Sundown.
Sundown, okay. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was what?
Yesterday was Wednesday.
Okay, if it's Wednesday, then the day before that was what?
Day before Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Day before Wednesday was Tuesday.
All right, and the day after Wednesday is what?
Thursday.
If somebody came home on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you say he came here what?
Came a week earlier than last Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, he came a week earlier than last Sunday. You say he's been here how long?
Been here a week.
Sunday a week. Okay. If he's going to leave next Sunday, a week beyond Sunday,
so then... I'm leaving Sunday week.
All right. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed by how long?
From the 1st to the 15th?
Uh-huh.
About 15 days.
Have you ever heard the term fortnight?
What?
Fortnight in terms of 15 days. Okay. Monday is today. Tuesday would be what?
Monday is today.
Tuesday would be what?
Be Tuesday.
But it's what now? If we're talking about today, then the next day we call it what?
Today what?
If we're talking about today, we'll say the next day, and we call that next day something. What do we call that
day? At the day Tuesday, what's the next day? That'd be Wednesday.
Not the name of the next day, but we call it what? Let's say, we'll say, blank, I'm going to town. That's the next day. What do we say?
So I'm going to town the day after tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. If you want to know the time of day and you ask somebody, what do you say?
What time is it?
Okay.
What's the hour?
All right. Then what does he pull out of his pocket to look at? A man pulls something out of his pocket to look
pull
at.
Pull out a watch.
Okay. Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's what?
Midway between what?
7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The time that
you just say 7:45.
No, halfway between 7 and 8.
7:30.
Okay. Have you ever used the term half past 7?
Half past 7 or half past 8.
Okay. If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
10:45 is 4:11.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, like we've been doing tonight, you say I've been doing this for quite a what?
Quite a time.
Have you ever used the term quite a spell?
Yeah, quite a spell. I practice the same thing.
Okay. You might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they are not doing too good, going to get such a good one, what?
This year.
Okay. All right, we're going